Yes, our limud Chofetz Chaim is l'schus refuas. Rabbi Yosef Dov ben Chayla, yishtav refuas shleim v'korev, and lots of nachas from the young couple. So the Chofetz Chaim said in the last few pages, because he thought that it was particularly interesting and neger l'maaseh, because if you give bad shidduch information or the wrong shidduch information, that affects the entire future life of another person. He might not marry somebody who he was supposed to marry and end up marrying the wrong person, etc. What?
It might be for better.
It might be for better, yeah. So the question is, he says there are rules and regulations. You have to know what you can answer and what you can't answer. So one of the things which is quite common is labels, he says. To label a person, not to say something specifically about the person, but to label them. He gives the example, for instance, what?
Stingy.
You could say stingy. I think stingy is quite specific, yeah? But you could say, for instance, that the Bochum have got a label, he's a veg.
He's a veg.
Yeah, he's a veg. What is a veg? A vegetable, yeah? He comes from vegware. Yeah? Yeah, he comes from vegware. The connotation is that he is a Bochum. He can be very frum. He can be very erlich. Yeah, he davens well. He learns well. His beinod lachaver is fantastic. But he's not really in the know. You know, he doesn't know what goes on. He doesn't listen to all the latest plotkas. He doesn't know the latest machloikas between the rebbes and the Rosh Yeshivas and all the raid, as they say.
What do you call it?
A veg.
A veg.
A veg. V-E-G, short for vegetable.
Wedge is Jewish in Manchester.
Wedge.
Yeah. You say, is he wedge? Is he Jewish?
Does that right? Oh, I didn't know that.
Right, yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. So people have got this label, you know, he's a veg. He says, for instance, that his sincere, innocent nature means that he's not shrewd, he's not crafty,
exactly.
Right? He doesn't share in the latest jokes or the latest stories. He doesn't really get involved in politics and know what's titzach and eretz yisrael between this chassidus and that chassidus and this Rosh Yeshiva and that Rosh Yeshiva, etc., etc., yeah? And or they say something like he's a very nice boy, but he's not too bright. Yeah, that's the impression that you get. Yeah. So the Chofetz Chaim, he says, has extremely harsh words for people who speak like that, because it's not specific information. It's a label. He's not too bright. He's a veg. Yeah. He's a frumak. He's, you know, these sort of things, they're labels, right? Fachnyokt, whatever the word is, you're attaching a label to a person, and once you're attaching a label to a person, that can have adverse effects, and actually, it's not specific, yeah? It's like the people who go around saying, the whole of the government is corrupt at the moment, yeah? Or they're all... whatever you say, yeah? Or Britain is broken, everything doesn't work, that sort of thing, yeah? These are general labels, they're not specifics. Not specifics, yeah? If you talk about the trains, or you talk about the NHS, you can say the trains don't run on time. You can say that the NHS doesn't work properly, etc., etc. You can speak specifically, yeah, the social services, whatever it is, you can speak about specifics. When you speak about the country is broken, yeah, you say that, you know, the whole government is corrupt, these sort of things, right, these are labels. Says the Chofetz Chaim, he doesn't say you can say these labels in other circumstances, but he says you certainly can't give these labels in cases of shidduchim. He says, because they create the impression that in order to be considered matzliach, in order to be considered a good bocher, you not only have to be able to learn well and daven well and have a good bein olam lamokah and a good bein olam lachaveroi, but you also have to be a chevreman, you also have to be one of the lads, you also have to be in with all the news and the latest and that sort of thing. Yeah, he says to have a quick wit. Yeah, he says, and actually, the people who stand at the back of the Beis Medrash and they discuss all the latest plotkas and what's going on in the world and what's going on in the Jewish world and in the Yeshiva world and in the Hasidic world, said a lot of them are over on lots of isurim of Lashon Hara and Rechilos, etc. These groups of people, you know, just at the back of the Beis Medrash or outside the Beis Medrash, who know everything that's going on. There are some people who've got WhatsApps. They know absolutely everything that's going on everywhere. They're the source of knowledge for everything. So he says, therefore, he says the Chofetz Chaim, stay away from labels. Labels are awesome in Adin. Just to give a person a general label, he's a this, he's a that, etc., etc., What you have to do is speak about specifics only. Which specifics, yes and no? We'll carry on tomorrow, Bleda.
Start with the Torahway, Northwest London, Tuesday, 28th of Teves, 9th of January. Rabbi Shlomo Akimak Shlita, in Yon Eid Tfilah. The Sukkot Torah was sponsored by Family Grossmaster, for Simchon Son of Yidl Steinbach, Nereyo and the former Grossmaster, Tifia. Customers and Mr. Shem today, he wrote and she knew advice, and their mom be sure the chamber is below.
Amen.
Also, this whole side of the room after I live on the promotion, I fully got the name of my Rolla Shalom.
Amen.
Good morning. Firstly, Mazel Tov to my Shver Yitzchak Kaufman, who's making chasna today. That's the purpose, that's the reason for me, my visit over here. And it's my schuss to take part in this amazing program of Tehrawey. And thank you very much for inviting me. And I hope to be able to share with you some Divrei Torah, mainly Binyone Tfilah, speaking about Tfilah, which are connected to the Parsha. This Parsha, the Parsha is actually Yetzias Mitzrayim. We find that the Parsha is Yetzias Mitzrayim, many Lashonis of Tfilah. Many Lashonis, Chazal says there's 10 Lashonis of Tfilah. Tzoko, Rinun, Pilul, many different Lashonis of Tfilah. And throughout the Parsha is, again and again, we find the Inyonim of Tfilah. The Ramban says that the Torah stresses the Nekud of Tfilah, because although the time for the Geula already had arrived by the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, yet Klal Yisrael weren't ro'uy as long as they weren't mispalel. The time was there, but they still needed to be mispalel. I'll read to you a few words of the Ramban. V'heri chakosuv lehazkir tanas tanuis rabuis b'geuloson. The posuk, the psukim, mentioned a lot of inyonim. Binyone ha-geul of Klal Yisrael. And the Ramban counts them. Vayishma elukim es na'akosom. Vayizkir elukim es brisoy. Vayar elukim. Vayeda elukim. Ki yodat yes machoivov. Says the Ramban, why, what are all these lashonos? Ki af al pi, although, shenishlam azman shenigzar aleyem, the zman already was nishlam, loyhoyu ru'uyim lihigoyl. They themselves weren't yet ro'uy for the geula. Komoishim b'furosh alidei cheskel, there's a whole perek. In Yecheskel, the Klal Yisrael were doime to a little child and wasn't needed to be washed, needed to be cleaned. And we know that Chazal say that they needed Dam Milo and Dam Pesach. Says the Ramban, besides for Dam Milo and Dam Pesach, those two mitzvahs that they needed, they also needed the inyan of Tfile. Elo mitnei tzeoko kibeil tfilosom berachamov. Kodesh Baruch Hu Broiv Rachamov was mekabel the Tfile of Klal Yisrael mipnei tzeakosom, because they were Tzoyek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mispalil, Mituch Tzoko to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I had a certain isoirus about this Inyan of Tfilah as I was traveling yesterday, and I came to the Luton airport, and there was some delay with the luggage, and there were a few groups of Hasidim that decided, oh, if we're waiting for the luggage, we're going to daven Ma'ariv, and they were calling out, Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv. And they were making minyanim from Ma'ariv over there in the airport. And there even was a Rebbe, Admor, that was there. And he also made himself a minyan from Ma'ariv in the airport. And it bothered me. Because I said, there still is time. You can come into London. And you can go to Shul. And daven like a mensch. You know, with a siddur. And a besmedrash. And a besakneses. Like the halacha is mechayev. But then I said, it can't be that there are minyanim of Klal Yisrael that are being noyeg azoy, and there's no mekoil for it. There must be some mekoil. So opened Rashi in this parsha, and end of parshas Vayiro, and it said the following thing. By Makas Borod, Paroi asks Moshe Rabbeinu to be mispalel, that Makas Borod should finish. So the Loshen is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu says, first, Paroi says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vayishlach Paroi v'yikro lo Moshe ul Aaron v'yimer aleim chotos yapoa apam Hashem atzadik v'niv am yeroshoim hatiru el Hashem v'rav mihiyo iskoilu iselukim uvorod." please daven to Hashem. I'm going to daven to Hashem. But when? When will I daven to Hashem? When I will go out of town, or out of Mitzrayim, then I will pick up my hands to Hashem. Then I will daven to Hashem. And then it says, Vayetze Moshe me'im par v'yesoir, Moshe went out, v'yifor iskapo v'el Hashem, v'yachdu lo ha'koyles v'aborot. So Rashi asks, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu have to go out of Mitzrayim? Par is asking him to daven for the borot to go. Why can't Moshe Rabbeinu daven there and then? Why does he have to go out of Mitzrayim? So Rashi brings a chazal, Ketzeis yesoir, min ho'ir, when I leave the town, aval betoy ho'ir lo yispalil, if yishohoyso meleo gilulim. Mitzrayim was full of Avodah Zarah. So Moshe Rabbeinu can't daven in a place with mole Avodah Zarah. That's why Dafke Ketzeis yesoir. Similarly, Rashi in Parashas Boy, next week's parasha, where the Torah starts off the first mitzvah klal yisrael when it's tave, which is kiddush hachodesh. It says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim leimor hachodesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim." Says Rashi, "Be'eretz Mitzrayim." Could it be that Kadosh Baruch is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu be'eretz Mitzrayim? We just saw that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't speak to Kadosh Baruch in Eretz Mitzrayim because it's melo gilulim. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe Rabbeinu and teach him the first mitzvah in Eretz Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, Be'eretz Mitzrayim chutz lakrach. It was in Eretz Mitzrayim, but not in town. Out of town. In Eretz Mitzrayim, but out of town. Oyeinu elo b'toyich hakrach. Maybe it was in town. Talmud lo'emar ketzeis yesoir. So Rashi brings a mekoyo from this week's Parshas Va'eiro that Moshe Rabbeinu did not daven from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in town. Only out of town. Umat filo kalo, lo ispalil b'tuich hakrach. Umadoch, a tfilo, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tfilo kalo. He wasn't mispalil b'tuich hakrach because of Avodah Zarah. Lefi shoyso melo gilulim, dibur chomru kozel, kol shekin, a dibur o mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah, because for sure he won't be b'tuich hakrach. So therefore Rashi says, if it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe v'larim be'eretz Mitzrayim, be'eretz Mitzrayim means chutz lakrach. Although the posh, the pshat in the posuk sounds like in Eretz Mitzrayim, says Rashi, true it was in Eretz Mitzrayim. But chutz lakarach, out of town, in Eretz Mitzrayim, but not in town. Fine. What is this negea? We'll start with the kasha the Meforshim ask. And I would expect you, everyone should have this kasha themselves. If we see that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to daven in Mitzrayim because of the Avodah Zarah, so why does the Torah want to tell us this by Makas Borod? The many more Makas before, Dam, Tzvardea, Kinim, Oriv, why doesn't the Torah tell us before? Why dafka be makas borod? This kasha, the rishonim, the achronim, they all ask this kasha. So the different terutzim. The Ramban says that be'emes all the makas Moshe Rabbeinu went out of Mitzrayim to daven, not in town, out of town. Why does the Torah dafka tell us a makas borod? Because by makas borod, Paroi asked him that he should daven right now. He wants him to daven straight away. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm sorry, I can't daven for you right now. I have to go out of town to daven for you. But the other makis, Paroi wasn't so pressured. He had time, he had patience. He said, okay, you can daven, you can go out. I can wait an hour, I can wait 2 hours, I can wait a day. You can go and daven. But by makas borod, he wanted him to daven right now. Says the Ramban and the Chlambi. But all the makis Moshe Rabbeinu went out of town. The reason why the Torah stresses it, dafka by makas borod, is because Paroi had the Indian dafke, it should be right now. So Moshe told him, I can't do it right now. I can't daven when I'm here. I have to go out and daven out. That's the Ramban's teretz. The das is a kenim vale atoisus. Alatoira says a different teretz. He says as follows. He says, what was the main of a desor of Mitzrayim? The behemoth. Toyavas Mitzrayim. We know by Yosef. Toyavas Mitzrayim. Where were the behemoths? So the whole time the behemoths were in the fields. By Makas Borod, where were the behemoths? Hayores Dvar Hashem, what does the Pasuk say? He brought in the behemoths. Says the Daz Akeinim, if so, Dafka by Makas Borod Mitzrayim was Meleo Gilulim. But all the other Makois, the behemoths, which were the Ikar of Idazor of Mitzrayim, were in the fields, were out of Mitzrayim. So Adrab, Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven in town. Dafka by Makas Borod, where the Mitzrim brought in the behemoths into town, then Moshe Rabbeinu had to go out of town to daven. That's the teretz of the Baalei HaTosfos. And there's other tirutzim al derech zeh that the Rishonim d'Achronim say, but these are the main two tirutzim. According to the Ramban, I repeat, according to the Ramban, all the Makos Moshe Rabbeinu went out of Mitzrayim, and the reason why the Torah doesn't mention it by the other Makos is because there's no need to mention it. Dafka over here, where Paro asked Moshe to finish the Makos straight away, right now, Moshe to tell him, 1 second, I can't finish it right now, I have to go out of town. But Enoch Nami, all the Makos, he went out of town. And the Baal HaTosfos say, no, all the other Makos, he davened in town, because there weren't Avid Azoros in town. So the Mephoroshim already asked, there weren't Avid Azoros in town. The Nilus, the Nile, was the biggest Avid Azoros. We know Makos dam, the first thing in nature that got the Mako was the Nilus, says Rashi. Why? Because that was the Elil of Mitzrayim. The Mephoroshim answer, Enoch Nami, the Nilus was an Avid Azoros. It was in Mitzrayim. But there's a klal that something which is mechubra lekarka, something which is ground, which is earth, shem of edozor isn't chal on it. So that's why, although the Nilus was a elil, but there's no problem to daven b'mokim the elil. Fine. This is the teretz of the Ramban and the Baal HaTosfos. There's a completely different mahalach, and a very interesting mahalach, the Netziv of Volozhin has in his tshuvas. The Netziv of Volozhin was asked the following question. There was a shul. We know that the right place to daven in shul is towards Mizrach. That's the right place to daven. In shul you daven towards Mizrach. And therefore the halacha says, Shulchan Aruch paskens, that where do you put the Oron Kodesh? In Mizrach. That's the Oron Kodesh has to be in Mizrach. You need to face the Oron Kodesh when you daven. What happens if you have a shul where the Oron Kodesh is not in Mizrach? Still, the halacha is you have to daven to Mizrach. The Oron Kodesh is at the side, you have to face to Mizrach. What is if the Kehillah put the Oron Kodesh not in Mizrach and the people aren't davening to Mizrach, they're davening towards the Oron Kodesh? Then there's a machlokes in the poiskim whether you should daven like them towards the Oron Kodesh or you should still be davening to Mizrach. Mishnah Berurah paskens, you should daven the way that Tzibur davens. If they daven, let's say, to Doroim, you should also daven to Doroim. They daven to the south, you should daven to the south. Fine. But the basic halach is that you put Oron Kodesh in the direction where you daven, and the direction where you daven is meant to be Mizrach. So in the time of the Tziv, there was a shul where the Oron Kodesh was in Mizrach, and people were davening to Mizrach. But the finances of the shul weren't going very well, and they needed to gain more space to have more places. So they wanted to move the Oron Kodesh from Mizrach to Doroim. They wanted to move it. What would they gain by moving it from Mizrach to Doroim? That they can sell now more seats, the Choshev seats. The Mizrach changes from Mizrach to Doroim. So whoever had bought the seats many years ago in Mizrach and was sitting in Mizrach, their seats would become worth less now. And there would be new opportunities for new seats in the Oron Kodesh, which would be moved to Doroim. That was the Shail of the Kehillah. That was in the time of the Netziv and asked Netziv, can we move the Oron Kodesh from Mizrach to Doroim? From the west to south. That's where they wanted to move the Oron Kodesh. And they knew that the Netziv isn't going to fall for their business, the cheshbon in for the finances. So they had another cheshbon over. They told the Netziv, another reason why we want to move the Oron Kodesh to Doroim is because of the church that just was built behind Mizrach, right? The Mizrach Vant. They just had built a church over there, and it's a base of Avodah Zarah. So they don't feel comfortable that they should be facing Mizrach, facing the Oron Kodesh. And what's behind the Oron Kodesh? A Getchke, the base of Avodah Zarah, a church. They asked the Netziv. So Netziv says, the first time that you want to move it to Doroim because to gain more money for the shul, that's completely unaccepted. How can you be mafsid, the people who bought their seats in Mizrach, and they own these expensive seats, in order to gain more money? Can't do that. Number two, he says, you can't move the Oron Kodesh to Doroim because then people will be davening to Doroim. And it's not correct. People should be davening to Mizrach. I, says the Netziv, that we should put the Oron Kodesh in Doroim and tell people to daven to Mizrach. He said, it won't work. If the Oron Kodesh is in Doroim, people will daven to Doroim. They won't listen. They won't daven to Mizrach. Therefore, he says, you cannot move the Oron Kodesh. The taina that they built a church in the Tzad Mizrach. So lichoire mitzad the church, mitzad the base tumah, the base of Avodah Zarah, it's not raw, it's not correct that you should daven towards the church. It says in the Tziv, there is halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says the following, that if there is something unclean, tsoyo, which is near you, you're not allowed to daven. But if you have a mechitze at the height of 10 tefachim, which separates between you and the tsoyo, then you're allowed to daven over it, although it's there, but not that you don't smell it. But although you can see it, there's no problem for you to see it. If you're in a different roshus, there's a mechitza asoro between you and the tsoyo, that considers you being in a different roshus, the tsoyo being in a different roshus to you, and then you can daven there. Says the Metziv, if so, when I'm in shul, when we're in shul, who cares what's happening outside the mechitzas of shul? There could be over there a beis avodah zarah. There's no problem whatsoever. You can continue davening to Mizrach, although there's a beis avodah zarah behind the Oron Kodesh. There's no problem bechlal, because it's a different roshus. Says the Netziv, what's my raya? This week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu. The Netziv says, Moshe Rabbeinu went out of Mitzrayim to daven for the borot to stop. Why did he go out of Mitzrayim? Says Rashi, says Chazal, because Meleo Gilulim. So says the Netziv, why didn't he go out by the other Makos? What was the other Makos? The Kash of the Ramban, the Baalei Tosfos. Why didn't he go out by other Makos? Says the Netziv, Harei, in Mitzrayim, there was a yeshiva. There was a big besmedrash. Yaakov Avinu made a big yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu's yeshiva. Mitzrayim had a big yeshiva. Bnei Levi were learning Torah over there, Yom Volaylo, in Mitzrayim. They weren't nishtabit. So Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever he needs to daven, he would go into shul and daven in the Mitzrayim shul. He would go into Eretz Goshen, into the shul, in Yaakov Avinu's yeshiva, and he would daven in the besmedrash. But by Makas Borod, where the Borod was falling from the sky, in order to stop the borot from falling to the sky, the Pasuk says, Efro iskapai. He had to pick up his hand to stop the borot. To stop the borot. That he had to go out. He couldn't daven in shul. That he needed to go out. He needed to go out. That's why the Torah says he couldn't daven in town where there's avodah zarah. Kol zman that he was in the Beis HaMedrash, there's a mechitza asorah, it's a different rashus. So there's no problem from Moshe Rabbeinu to daven in shul, although outside shul there's many avodah zarah, there's no problem. But when he is out of shul and there's no mechitza and there's a lot of avodah zarah around him, then it's a problem. Then he had to go out. Nishklo?
No.
He's inside. There for his kappa, he can do it in the Beis Medrash.
No. So the Nsif says, Nsif brings a posuk in the Novi, that Ephraim's kappa has to be to the Shomayim, where there's no roof. The borot is coming down from the Shomayim. It sounds a bit like a Chassidish Torah, but the Netziv says it. Netziv wasn't Chassidish. It says, in order to stop the borot from coming down, the Netziv, I'm not quoting, the Netziv says this, in two places, in Tshuvas and in the Spirush on the Mechilta.
If you have to go out to Ephra's Kappa, all the animals are in, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Who was in?
So you could do it inside with the others, because the animals are outside. But now the animals are inside during borot, so why couldn't you go outside?
That's the terrace of the Baalei Zakenim. That's why he went outside. That's Taka by borot. Itaka went outside. He went outside because, again, according to Baalei Zakenim, the Baalei Tosfos, the reason why he went outside is because the behemoths were inside. That's why he had to go out of town. The Netziv has a completely different mahalach. Let's put aside the Rishonim. Baalei Tosfos and the Ramban we mentioned before, let's put that aside. The Netziv comes with a new mahalach. He says, there's no problem to daven b'mokoyim avodah zarah if you're in a different rishus. If you're in the same rishus, there's a problem. Like by Tzoyo. Therefore, by all the other makoyis, Moshe Rabbeinu davened in the Beis Medrash. And either there's a lot of avodah zarah outside the Beis Medrash, who cares? We're in the Beis Medrash, we're safe and sound in the Beis Medrash. Nothing, no ashpas from outside. But by Makas Borod, in order to stop the Makos Borod, in addition to the tefillah, he needed a certain pe'ula. He needed a pe'ula to stop, he needed to pick up his hands. It was a certain tzura of tefillah, says the Netziv. He had to pick up his hands to the Shomayim and to stop the borot from coming. Not to allow the borot to come down. And that he could only do outside. He couldn't do it in shul where there's a roof, where there's mechitzah. He had to go out. If he has to go out, there's a problem. There's avodah zarah. There's no mechitzah around him being mafsik. Therefore, he had to already, once he went out, he had to go out completely out of town in order for there shouldn't be any problem of avodah zarah.
Been
I guess they knew. The Torah says he went out. We have Eidus. The Pasuk says that he knew.
Goshen was separate from the central tower in Egypt.
So the you're asking where, how could he have been by Paroi in the Paroi's palace? So could be by all the other Makois, Taki he went back to the Bismedosh wherever he was, and in the Bismedosh. Taku went but wherever he was, hundreds of miles, wherever he was, he went back. Al Kuponim, that's the main
thing. The palace must have had a Avodah Zorah in it anyway, surely.
Yeah. The palace also.
Yeah.
The Mufosh Moal said the Paro himself was an Avodah Zorah. They also discussed that. We can't go into all the portim. I just wanted to have the curly sticker picture. Lemaise, the Medrash says, Rashi says he didn't daven in Eretz Mitzrayim. The Medrash says, Mipnei Shelo Rotzo Lispal, he didn't want to daven. It sounds like it's not an Iker Halocha. Meikar Adin, it sounds like there's no problem. However, there's one of the earlier poiskim from the Rishonim, the Tumas Hadeshen, which the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramor, the Beis Yosef, they all quote him, that says the following thing. And I will quote his Loshen, and with this you will understand why it's connected to what happened at the airport when people were davening in the airport. Says the Tumas Hadeshen, She'elo, question. Someone asked the Tumas Hadeshen question. Mishu Baderech, someone is on the way. It's already getting dark, and it's time to daven mincha. And he's on his way, and he's close to going to the place where he's going to stay, in the hotel, in the inn where he's going to stay. He's going to town where they're all goyim over there. There's no shul, no besmedrash over there to daven. So the only place for him to daven is in the mokoyim shekulo nochim, in the hotel, with his nochim. So what's better, says the shoyel. The one who asks the Tumas Hadeshen. Shapir Tfei, is it better? Sheyamtin li ispalil at kiyovel amolin. Is it better for him to wait to daven until he enters the hotel? He comes into town, enters the hotel, take off his coat, can wash his hands, techisho vadas, can daven. O yispalil basode meumot. O yishod daven basode meumot kegoin shiuchal istalik min aderech. Says the Tumas Hadeshen. You know, he chetim to where the people who pass on the way won't disturb him. He can go to the site. Where is it better for him to daven? Okay. After what Hagdomu we said, you should understand that the question is a fundamental question. He's going into Ir Shekulo Nochrim. There's many Avodah Zorah over there. So maybe Davke, he should be davening outside of town. Says the Tumas Hadeshen, Yiroe, it seems to me, Dim Yuchal Listalik Min Adrochim Kolkach, if he's able to go at the side of the road where people won't disturb him, then Shapir Tfeil Ispal Baderech. It's better for him to daven Baderech. Mimash Ispalil Mamoloin. It's better for him to daven on the way before he comes into town, before he comes into the hotel. Now I need to be makdim that there's a halacha that one is not allowed to daven in a field. One is not allowed to daven be'etzem on the way. There's such a halacha. The Shulchan Aruch calls them a chotzuf. And the poiskim explain, sigh because he can't be mechaven properly, he can't concentrate on the way, and also because it's not the recheretz to daven in front of Boirik Olo Ilomim, Melech Malcham Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the way, you come into a closed place, but Tznius, Bach, Noe, it's not the recheretz. Still says the Tumas Hadeshen, it's better for him to daven on the way, Baderech, better than going to the Molin. Says why? Mipnei Sheboir, because in town where he's going, Harbi Giluli Muboti Tumo Yeshbo, there's many Avodah Zorah over there. All the mekoymos over there are mleo gilulim. So therefore, it's much better for him to stay out of the moloin, out of the hotel, and daven outside. What's his raya? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu by board went out of town. Therefore, we see from here, it's much better to daven out of town. This halacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, the Ramon Simon Tzadik Dalet paskens this halacha, that if a person's on the way and he's able to go on the side of the way, he paskens this Tumas Hadeshen. If he's able to concentrate, he should daven on the side. So when I saw the people davening in the airport,
why is it better than the hotel? I don't understand.
Why is on the way is it better than the hotel?
Why is the way better than in the hotel?
In the hotel, there's many Avodah Zorah on the walls, and many, so there's no place where it's clean from Avodah Zorah, so it's better for him to be out of town. That's always the issue. He's not talking about the town that goes green with many bottom midrashes. He's talking about the town shekulo nochrim. Okay, a person can once be, it could happen. You come to town shekulo nochrim, and there's only bottom avodah zarah over there. Paskins the Ramo that it's better for you to daven on the way, unless the Morgan Avraham explains if you can't concentrate or if oivrei drochim, the people who are passing on the way, will be disturbing you, then it's not ma'akev. If there's no other place to daven, one is allowed to daven in a mokoim of gilulim. It's not issur to daven in a mokoim where there's avodah zarah. There's no issur, but it's better to daven in baderech. Okay. So, although here there's many bottom midrashes, so I'm not saying it's correct that the people davened in the airport while they were waiting for their luggage, because they should have come to shul. But akolponim, there's a shoyrish. I can understand their havamina, that they have a makir from a Thomas Adeshen, that it's better to daven on the way before you come into town. I can understand where their havamina, where their mistake comes from. That fault melamed zchus sein, melamed zchus. Aber avade lefi ikar adin, one should come into shul and daven in shul. That's the lefidus.
Again? He said it's okay to daven in the airport. I'm sorry.
The Thomas Edition says that it's better to daven on the way if in town there's avodah zarah. But Baruch Hashem, this town. I can't see any avodah zarah over here. All I see is a beautiful Beis Medrash with Balabatim who come and start off the day the Torah way. So Baruch Hashem, here.
I mean, is it relevant that maybe if they didn't daven in the airport, there'd be some delay on the journey, they wouldn't be able to daven in time?
If they had a reason. I'm not coming to be Mekata Kassar. I'm sure they all had a reason.
You mentioned that if there's a mechitza sasora,
yeah,
then the avodah zarah on the other side of the mechitza sasora doesn't matter. So it'll only be if he has an avodah zarah in his bedroom,
The place he's davening, in the mokum, the field,
in the bedroom where he is. Yeah.
Right.
But he speaks about the fact that in the town there are many avodah zarahs, and those are all irrelevant because they're on the other side of a mechitza.
If he says all the bati moloin have, they're all of avodah zarahs
in every room, so he hasn't got anywhere where he can daven.
That's what it sounds like from the Thomas Adeshen. That's unless the Thomas Adeshen is choylik on the netziv and holds that a mechitza doesn't help for avodah zarah. Could be the netziv learns avodah zarah from tzoyo. He says the same way that by tzoyo a mechitza helps, so too by avodah zarah, and that's how he answers why by borod Moshe Rabbeinu went out. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the Rishonim didn't answer like the Netziv. Maybe they hold you can't learn avodah zarah from tzoyo. Perhaps. I don't know.
Okay.
But could be. Okay. Time is short. So maybe we'll just finish off with something else. Another inyan of tefillah that we have in the parsha is by Makas Tzvardeya. I'll try to keep it short. By Makas Tzvardeya, it says Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem, and the lashon is, as you say, it says over there, "Vayitze Moshe v'Aaron meimpare v'yitzak Moshe al Hashem al dvar tzvarde." Vayitzak, lashon tzoko. Says the Sif Sechachomim, why vayitzak? By the other Makas, we don't find vayitzak. Says Sif Sechachomim because there's a halacha when a person davens, he has to be mashmiya l'oznov. It's not enough that you articulate the words; you have to hear what you're saying. That's halacha l'chatchila. But the eved, if a person davened and didn't hear what he said, he's a yoytze. If he didn't articulate the words bichlal, he just thought it was maharer beliboy, he wasn't yoytze. But if he spoke it out, he didn't hear, but the eved is yoytze. L'chatchila, there's a din to hear what you're davening. Says the Sif Sechachomim, the Medrash says that bezman makas tzvardeya, there was so much noise in Mitzrayim. The tzvardim were being mekarkir, b'chol mokim, so much noise, he couldn't hear himself. That's why he had to be tzoyek. Tzishim Sif Sechachomim. Yeah? Bar Koponim, halocha l'maise, there is a halocha l'chatchile to be mashmi akoil, by kriyas shema, by tefillah, by brochas, everywhere there's such halocha. If a person wasn't mashmi akoil, Bar Koponim b'di'eved, one is yoytze. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
again. That would be a riot. That would be a riot again.
Amen.